Welcome to episode 1032 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Today's top 10 list.
10 categories that illuminate how we find Jesus in the Old Testament.
Number 1.
Messianic prophecies. Direct predictions about the coming Messiah, such as Isaiah 53's description of the suffering servant, or Micah 5, verse 2's prophecy of his birthplace in Bethlehem, reveal Jesus's identity, purpose, and mission centuries before his birth. The Old Testament contains approximately 300 to 400 messianic prophecies that point to the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ. These range from specific prophecies about his birth, ministry, suffering, death, and resurrection, to broader descriptions of his role as King, Savior, and Redeemer.
Number 2.
Events that prefigure Jesus. In the Old Testament, there are approximately 100 to 150 events that foreshadow Jesus in various ways. These events encompass a range of actions, rituals, and significant moments that serve as symbolic previews of Jesus's life, ministry, death, resurrection, and redemptive work. These events are often woven into Israel's history, sacrificial rituals, and covenant relationships, each pointing to Jesus as the ultimate fulfillment. Examples include the binding of Isaac, the Passover, the Day of Atonement, the manna in the wilderness, and the water that flowed from a rock in the wilderness, among others.
Number 3.
Types of Christ. There are about 20 to 25 prominent figures in the Old Testament traditionally considered types of Christ. These individuals embody characteristics, roles, or experiences that prefigure Jesus. Here are some of the main types. Adam. He represents humanity, but contrasts with Jesus, who reverses Adam's fall. Paul describes Jesus as the second Adam. Melchizedek. He is a priest-king who foreshadows Christ's eternal priesthood, and is referenced extensively in Hebrews 7. Joseph, the son of Jacob. He endures betrayal and suffering, yet rises to save his people, paralleling Jesus' redemptive work. Moses. As a deliverer, lawgiver, and intercessor for Israel, Moses prefigures Jesus, our ultimate mediator. David. He is a king whose heart for God and his covenant throne foreshadow Christ's eternal reign.
Number 4.
Prominent Old Testament roles that foreshadow Jesus' roles. Prophet. Like Moses, Jesus speaks God's truth, guiding his people in a relationship with God. Priest. In the order of Melchizedek, Jesus is our ultimate high priest, interceding on our behalf before God. King. Jesus fulfills the role of the Davidic king, reigning eternally over a kingdom of righteousness. Judge. Similar to the judges in Israel, Jesus will execute justice and establish peace as the righteous judge. He is superior to any human judge. Shepherd. Foretold by David and others, Jesus is the good shepherd, guiding and protecting his flock.
Number 5.
Covenants. In the Abrahamic covenant, God promises Abraham land, descendants, and blessings for all nations. Jesus fulfills this covenant as the ultimate descendant who brings salvation and blessing to all nations, offering the spiritual promised land of God's kingdom. Through Jesus, believers from every nation are counted as children of Abraham, inheriting his promises. The Mosaic Covenant established the law, sacrifices, and priesthood to govern Israel's relationship with God. Jesus fulfills the Mosaic Covenant by perfectly obeying the law, embodying its moral demands, and becoming the once-for-all sacrifice that fulfills the sacrificial system. His life, death, and resurrection complete the law's purpose, creating a new covenant of grace. In the Davidic Covenant, God promises David a kingdom and an eternal throne through his offspring. Jesus, as the Son of David, fulfills this covenant by establishing an everlasting kingdom and ruling as the King of Kings. His reign fulfills God's promise to David of a perpetual throne, bringing hope and salvation to all who submit to his kingship.
Number 6.
The sacrificial system. The animal sacrifices in Leviticus, particularly the Passover lamb and the Day of Atonement rituals, foreshadow Jesus as the ultimate sacrificial lamb who would take away the sins of the world.
Number 7.
Wisdom, literature, and Psalms. In Psalms, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, Wisdom and righteousness personified prefigure Jesus as wisdom itself. We see this in Proverbs 8, and the true righteous one, exemplifying God's ideal human.
Number 8.
Prophetic imagery. The prophetic books use imagery like the branch in Zechariah 6:12, the suffering servant in Isaiah 53, and the stone the builders rejected, Psalm 118, to describe aspects of Jesus' ministry, suffering, and kingship. Through these powerful images and specific prophetic details, the Old Testament reveals a tapestry of anticipatory symbols and signs that foreshadow the life, suffering, and victory of Jesus, the promised Messiah.
Number 9.
Wisdom and Law. The Law, or Torah, given to Moses represents God's holy standard, setting out guidelines for living in a way that honors Him and builds a just society. Each commandment reflects aspects of God's character, His righteousness, mercy, and justice, and reveals His desire for His people to live in holiness. The law not only instructs Israel on moral and ethical living, but also points to humanity's need for divine help, as people consistently fall short of its demands. Through sacrifices, rituals, and commandments, the law also subtly foreshadows a greater way of atonement that would fully address the human tendency to sin.
Number 10.
Theophanies and Divine Encounters. Theophanies, or direct appearances of God to people, occur multiple times in the Old Testament, often taking the form of divine encounters that communicate guidance, covenant promises, or revelation. Several Old Testament theophanies are traditionally understood to be appearances of the pre-incarnate Jesus, often referred to as the angel of the Lord, or other divine figures who interact directly with God's people. This view is based on the characteristics and authority displayed by these figures, which align closely with those attributed to Jesus in the New Testament. Each pre-incarnate of Jesus is called a Christophany. The term Christophany comes from the Greek words Christos, meaning Christ, and Phaino, meaning to appear or to manifest. Thus, Christophany refers to an appearance or manifestation of Christ. Here's an overview of the theophanies commonly believed to represent appearances of Jesus, totaling around 10 to 12. The angel of the Lord appearing to Hagar. The angel speaks with divine authority and is identified as God. Three visitors to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre. One of the three visitors speaks as the Lord, leading many to view this as an appearance of Jesus. Jacob's wrestling match. Jacob wrestles with a man he later identifies as God, whom many believe to be Jesus, the burning bush. While God speaks from the bush, the angel of the Lord is also present, often considered Jesus due to the angel's identity as God. The pillar of cloud and fire. Jesus is often associated with guiding His people, making this divine presence a possible Christophany, Moses on Mount Sinai. Jesus may be represented here, particularly as the mediating presence in God's direct interactions, the commander of the Lord's army in Joshua 5. This mysterious figure, accepted as divine and worshipped by Joshua, is often identified as Jesus. Gideon's encounter with the angel of the Lord. This angel accepts worship and speaks as God, a strong indication of a pre-incarnate Christ. Samson's parents and the angel of the Lord. This angel, who ascends in fire and is revered as God, is frequently interpreted as Jesus. The fiery furnace. The fourth figure in the fire is often called like a son of the gods, widely believed to be Jesus, protecting the faithful. Isaiah's vision of the Lord. Although debated, this vision of God's glory is later associated with Jesus in John 12, verse 41. The Ancient of Days and the Son of Man in Daniel. The Son of Man approaching the Ancient of Days is seen as a clear reference to Jesus. These interpretations align with the understanding that Jesus has been actively involved in God's relationship with humanity throughout history. These appearances showcase Jesus as the one who mediates, leads, and rescues, foreshadowing His incarnate ministry in the New Testament. These categories reveal Jesus as the thread that unites Scripture, showing that the Old Testament is an essential part of understanding His mission, character, and the salvation He brings. Father, thank You for revealing Jesus in every part of Scripture, from the Law to the Prophets to the Psalms. Help us to recognize Your love and faithfulness as we see Your promises fulfilled in Christ, and may our hearts grow closer to You as we study Your Word. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.